AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Steel Dynamics 49-week trend signal survives a negative pressure read after a 4.9% rebound. STLD recovered to $247.1 on above average volume, but ShareMaestro market dynamics remain short of confirmation as valuation stretch and steel peer rotation complicate the read. Research brief. Steel Dynamics rose 4.9% in the week to 24 July, closing 17.6% above its weekly trend line, with volume at 1.2x the 13-week average. The trend signal remains active after a 49-week streak, while relative strength is positive. The caution is market dynamics. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.25, leaving the setup balanced rather than fully confirmed. Key points. STLD closed at $247.1, up 4.9% for the week, with 12-week performance at 8.0% and 52-week performance at 90.7%. 2. The stock sits 17.6% above its $210.02 trend line and 74.5% above ShareMaestro fair value of $141.6, while still 14.2% below its $288.1 52-week high. 3. Volume improved to 6.9 million shares, or 1.2x the 13-week average, but remains below the 1.5x level that would show stronger participation. 4. U.S. steel peers averaged a 4.1% weekly gain, with 50.0% trend breadth and 55.6% positive relative strength breadth, a healthier backdrop than broad U.S. basic materials. 5. Risk is not absent. 13-week volatility is 5.7%, versus a 52-week base of 4.9%. And activity pressure has slipped negative, despite the rebound. Weekly rebound keeps the trend intact, but not unqualified. Steel Dynamics finished the week at $247.01, gaining 4.9% and keeping its weekly trend signal active. The move leaves the stock 17.6% above the $210.02 trend line and in the upper quartile of its 52-week range at 75.8%. Although it remains 14.2% below the $288.1 high. The longer tape is still constructive, with gains of 8.0% over 12 weeks, 36.7% over 26 weeks, and 90.7% over 52 weeks. The signal state is balanced rather than clean. Trend breadth for the stock is strong, with 50 of the past 52 weeks active and a 49-week active streak. But activity pressure is negative at negative 0.25, and the market dynamics read has not confirmed the latest advance. Relative strength is more supportive at 25.36 and has improved over the past month, which helps explain why STLD ranks in the 76.7th percentile among U.S. basic materials names. Steel Group helps. Broad basic materials still lags. U.S. basic materials rose 2.5% on the week, but its 4-week and 12-week averages remain negative at minus 3.2% and minus 8.0%. Breadth is also soft, with only 28.0% of the sector showing active trend signals, 26.0% positive market dynamics, and 37.0% positive relative strength. Against that weak sector backdrop, STLD's positive trend and relative strength profile stand out. The industry comparison is more demanding. U.S. steel stocks averaged a 4.1% weekly gain, 8.6% over 4 weeks, and 3.7% over 12 weeks, with 50.0% trend breadth and 55.6% positive relative strength breadth. STLD beat the group for the week and over 12 weeks, but its 0.9% 4-week return trails the steel cohort. Cleveland-Cliffs' 28.6% weekly jump and 19.9% 4-week gain show that rotation inside steel has been vigorous, even if not all of it is trend confirmed. Volume improves, valuation gap raises the bar. Participation improved but did not deliver decisive confirmation. STLD traded 6.9 million shares in the latest week, above the 5.7 million 13-week average and the 6.0 million 1-year average, giving volume ratios of 1.2 and 1.1 respectively. That is enough to support the rebound from the early July pullback, but it is not the kind of heavy volume expansion that would remove the confirmation question. Valuation distance is the other constraint. The close is 74.5% above ShareMaestro fair value of 141.6, showing persistent premium demand, but also leaving less margin for disappointment if pressure continues to fade. The gap between price, trend, and fair value is therefore a strength signal and a risk marker at the same time. What to watch next? The key weekly level is the $210.2 trend line, which defines the current regime. As long as price remains materially above that line, the trend backdrop stays constructive. But the more immediate test is whether activity pressure can move back into positive territory and align with relative strength. Volume is the second confirmation point. A sustained move above the recent 6.9 million share week, particularly toward a stronger participation reading, would add evidence behind the rebound. On the risk side, traders should watch whether the stock stalls below the 52-week high while volatility stays elevated. Since 13-week volatility at 5.7% is already above the 4.9% one-year base, and the recent tape includes five reversal markers. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.